USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The impeachment inquiry of President Trump moves to a new level today as a second U.S. House committee will be holding a hearing. Republican leaders are slamming the entire process. Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney, who is the House Republican conference chair, is arguing that Democrats have failed to present evidence that is clear, compelling, and bipartisan. Meanwhile, in London, while at the NATO summit hours ago, President Trump said,
I think it's a bad thing for our country. Impeachment wasn't supposed to be used that way. All you have to do is read the transcripts. You'll see there was absolutely nothing done wrong.
California Senator Kamala Harris pulling out of the race for the Democratic presidential nomination, saying in a video announcement yesterday,
and as the campaign has gone on, it has become harder and harder to raise the money we need to compete.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
We told you moments ago about how Kamala Harris has dropped out of the Democratic race for the White House. A couple of other top candidates are continuing swings through early caucus and voting states. Joe Biden yesterday accusing the Indiana mayor, Pete Buttigieg, of stealing his health care plan. Meanwhile, while campaigning in South Carolina, Buttigieg said he remains hopeful about his candidacy, despite not polling well among African-American voters.
I don't think that there's any one candidate who has a monopoly on the ability to connect with black voters.
Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter is now facing years behind bars after pleading guilty to one count of misusing around $250,000 in campaign funds. The California lawmaker now admitting to using those funds for personal expenses. He says he wants to save his family from the ordeal of a public trial, and says it's been an honor to serve San Diego. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There's a new report on our life expectancy, and USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
A new study in the Journal of the American Medical Association finds life expectancy in America dropped to 78.6 years as of 2017. It reverses a steady increase that ended with a peak of 78.9 years in 2014. Researchers pointing to an increase in drug overdoses, suicides, obesity, and alcohol-related illnesses that are quickly cutting down people who should have been in the prime of their lives between the ages of 25 and 64. Many of those excess deaths happening in the Ohio Valley and New England for some reason. I'm Chris Barnes.
U.S. Representative Duncan Hunter admitted to misusing campaign funds at a hearing in a San Diego federal court, bringing to an end his fight against criminal charges that he had claimed were politically motivated. Prosecutors charged that Hunter and his wife converted and stole more than $250,000 in campaign funds for their own use over a period of several years. That included campaign cash for family trips to Hawaii and Thanksgiving in Italy, even $1,500 for video games. Prosecutors said Hunter also used campaign money to finance romantic flings with lobbyists and congressional aides. Hunter said, quote, I failed to monitor and account for my campaign spending. I made a number of mistakes, and that's what today is all about. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.